Last week, another Boy Scout leader had his membership revoked for being gay. His name is Jeffrey McGrath. He's an Eagle Scout and a software engineer in Seattle who in his free time helped to form a troop last fall. Jeffrey told us that Boy Scouts of America needs to be clear.
The Boy Scouts of America really need to be clear. And being clear looks like posting a sign on the wall that says, gay people not wanted, homosexuals need not apply.
He says excluding gays is a challenge not only to scouting, but to their values.
A scout is trustworthy, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. All points of the scout law really are in play here. And when the policies are in conflict with our core values as expressed in the scout law and scout oath, you know what has to change, and it's not the core values.
Jeffrey's experience is nothing new. The Boy Scouts of America decided last year that they would admit gay youth members, but the nonprofit continues to exclude gay troop leaders. Richard Ellis calls this a conundrum. Richard is the author of Judging the Boy Scouts of America. Hello, Richard. Richard, are you with us?
I am with you.
Tell me, before we get too far into this, remind us legally, can the Boy Scouts as a nonprofit fire someone for their sexual orientation?
So the answer to that, first of all, I should say the Boy Scouts, going back to cases in the 80s and early 90s, adhered to a policy of not granting membership to what they called open or avowed homosexuals on the grounds that being gay was inconsistent with the Scout Oath, which specifically the pledge in that oath to be morally straight. So this got litigated in a number of cases in the 90s. It reached the United States Supreme Court in 2000 in a case involving James Dale, who'd been terminated from his position as an assistant scoutmaster in the early 90s. And the Supreme Court, or more precisely the five conservative Republicans on the court, said that the Scouts had a constitutional right to exclude gays because the Scouts claimed that opposition to homosexuality was part of its expressive message. And the state's interest in non-discrimination couldn't outweigh what the court considered a severe intrusion on the Scouts' First Amendment rights, compelling them to admit gays. So that's the legal background that gives the Scouts the constitutional right to do what they're doing.
So constitutionally, you couldn't kick someone out because they were of a different race or because they were of a different religion, but because of their sexual orientation, at least as far as the federal government goes, you still can, huh?
Well, the issue of race is complicated. In the case of New Jersey, there was actually a law in the books banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The New Jersey Supreme Court cited unanimously with James Dale, argued they didn't have that right, that the Boy Scouts were essentially a place of public accommodation. But again, the conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court did not see it the same way. So this is an issue where one can say, well, the Supreme Court decided this, but had the membership been different, the decision would have been different.
Now, the Boy Scouts have these two policies, and on the surface, they look like they're in conflict. They allow gay youth. They exclude gay leaders. How did they get to that point?
Right. Good question. So to understand, this has changed in a hurry, but in January of last year, word leaked out that the Scouts were going to change their policy and that they were going to leave it up to the local troop to decide, which in this case would have meant that Jeffrey McGrath would have been able to be a scout leader. That was clearly where the scout leaders, the leadership in the scout organization wanted to go as a way of diffusing the conflict. That provoked a tremendous backlash from conservative groups like Family Research Council. They took out a full-page ad in the USA Today. They warned of the dangers of sexual abuse from gay adult scout leaders, a position, by the way, which the Scouts have long disavowed as wrongheaded and lacking in scientific support. But nonetheless, 2 days after that ad, the Boy Scouts backtracked. They said, we'll wait for the May meeting. We'll put this to a vote. In the meantime, the Scouts did a survey of their own membership, and they found that A, adult scout volunteers wanted to keep the policy as it was. They liked the exclusion of gay leaders. Two, there was sharp regional division. So if you looked at the Northeast councils, Boy Scouts were strongly in support of getting rid of the exclusion, but in the South, was strongly in support of keeping it. But even the problem was that even those people who wanted a change didn't like the local option idea. They didn't want to leave it up to the local councils. They wanted to either continue a national policy of excluding all gays or changing the policy and allowing gays to be adult leaders as well as youth. The one thing they did find in this survey was that a majority of Scout volunteers, adult volunteers, did not approve of denying an Eagle Scout award to a youth simply because he was gay. And that was where they saw the window, I think, for this policy, which was then announced in April, that you would lift the ban on gay youth, but you'd keep it for gay adults. Politically, the policy had the virtue of being achievable, and in fact, it was passed with over 60% support, despite the fact that conservatives opposed it and people on the left opposed it. But the policy had at least could get a majority, which the local option couldn't, and nor could they have achieved within their organization, overturning the policy on gay scout leaders. At least not at that point, they couldn't.
Finally, Richard, we've got about a minute left. I'm talking to Richard Ellis, the author of Judging Boy Scouts of America. Has all this turmoil, do we know objectively how all this turmoil has affected the Boy Scouts? Has membership gone down, gone up, remained the same? How about fundraising? Do we know what impact it's had on scouts?
Yeah, I mean, they essentially the scouts find themselves in an untenable position, right? If it's okay to be gay, why isn't it okay to be a gay scout leader? So now they're getting pressure from a number of sources. One is the one you mentioned, which is funding. You've got Disney just announcing that it's pulling funding. You have Amazon now getting pressure to pull funding. So you have that. You have, I think, the most important thing probably is public opinion shifting very, very rapidly. Support for same-sex marriage became a majority position in 2011 for the first time. You have public opinion polls show that the people are okay with gay relationships, that they actually support now gay adult leaders as scout leaders. So there's a public opinion change that's shifted.
Which is bound to come as a backlash sooner or later with the Boy Scouts of America. Richard Ellis, political scientist at Willamette University, thank you so much for telling us about it. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.